The Spokane City Council last night voted unanimously to approve a $1.67 million settlement between Otto Zem's family and the city. Paige Browning reports.
It has been 6 years and 2 months since Otto Zem died. Councilmember John Snyder says he wishes resolution would have come sooner.
But unfortunately, this is a very complicated criminal justice piece of machinery that's moving, and it's still not done. The case is not over yet, the criminal justice case. That's something we have no purview over, that we're spectators on.
The Zem family, attorneys, and City of Spokane representatives reached a settlement in mediation last week. After the council's approval, the family will receive a monetary settlement as well as a letter of apology. Council President Stuckard called for the resolution to be read in their meeting.
Whereas the estate of Otto Zem and Geneva Mann Personal Representative and Ann Zem, hereinafter claimants, filed a complaint for damages for violation of civil rights on March 13, 2009, arising out of an incident on March 18, 2006.
The lawsuit originally sought $14 million in damages after Zem was beaten and shocked with a taser gun by police and eventually died from the injuries. Councilmember Nancy McLaughlin says she hopes the settlement and police training will prevent things like this from happening again.
I just want to say that I never met Otto Zem, but I feel like I know him. This has been a long and not a fun process to go through. I know that he was an innocent victim of tragic circumstances. As a mother of three children, my heart goes out to Mrs. Zem.
With the resolution, the city will pay $720,000, and the city's insurance carrier, AIG, will pay the rest. Zem was fatally injured by police in 2006 after he was wrongly suspected of stealing from an ATM. In Spokane, I'm Paige Browning.